I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The inauguration of Joe Biden, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
President Trump now on Air Force One, headed to Florida, while President-elect Joe Biden is attending a church service right now as he prepares for his inauguration.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Utah Congressman John Curtis, who is in Washington, D.C. and will be attending the inauguration this morning. Are you at the Capitol right now by any chance, Congressman?
Good morning. I'm in my office looking out over through the window over towards the Capitol, and 10 minutes I have to be downstairs and in line.
It has been a tumultuous week for you in following your Twitter this past week for things you did and things you didn't do. I'm curious what your feelings are as President Trump departs and we prepare for the incoming president.
Well, I can tell you personally, I'm just anxious to give the president a good start. His success is important to all of us, and that's one of the reasons I want to go to the inauguration today to symbolize my respect for the office of the presidency.
I understand that right now leaders of both parties, of both houses, are with the president-elect at a mass this morning. Does that signify hope for you of moving forward in a more congenial way?
It does. And I am hopeful. I'm always optimistic. And I woke up this morning. It's a beautiful sky, a beautiful blue day. And it lends itself to optimism.
What do you hope Congress will spend these first few days, hours, months focusing on as you look ahead?
There's so much. The country and the state and my district is expecting. They want to see progress on COVID, especially the distribution of the vaccines. They want to see the appropriate COVID legislation. I think that appropriate is very important. And then as soon as we kind of turn the corner from COVID, the issues like immigration and infrastructure are just looming. There's just many, many looming issues right now.
We heard Mitch McConnell blame President Trump for what happened on January 6th. He said the violent mob was fed lies by the president. Do you agree in any way with what Mitch McConnell said?
Well, if there is an impeachment trial in a Senate, I'm truly hopeful that it is a detailed, thorough look into the facts. That's what we really didn't have in the House. And I think the American people will unveil itself. We just don't have enough information right now. And I think that would be, if the Senate moves forward, I'm hopeful it won't be a rush to judgment, but it'll be a thoughtful review of everything that happened.
Can you give us an idea of what it's like behind the scenes for the party itself, for the Republicans? Obviously a Republican president, and yet it was very unconventional, even in the relationship with party leaders.
Well, you saw that kind of dissolve just in the last week or week and a half. I think up until that time, we were really united around good, strong conservative principles, the tax reform, less regulation, no escalation of wars overseas. I mean, some really important things. And quickly that dims and we focus on the events of January 6th and those leading up to it. And I think as time fades, we'll get back to those good core Republican principles.
You know, I think back on this inauguration day to that speech of President Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. So I wonder, Congressman, what can we do as citizens for our country?
I love the question. I think what we can do is each and every one of us look internally about what we're doing. And the way we're treating other people, the way that we're handling differences of opinions, the way we're handling our social media, our interactions with everybody. That, to me, is mission number one for me personally, and I hope everybody will pick up that same charge.
You know, the Kennedy quote from that same speech that sticks out to me, let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer. Let us seek the right answer and not seek to fix the blame of for the past. Let us accept our responsibility for the future. We all hope that's the case today. Congressman, we appreciate your time this morning on this Inauguration Day.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
Congressman John Curtis with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.